This is the Morning Crunch Wrap for Thursday, June 27th, 2019. I'm Nate Darling, and here's what caught my eye this morning. The first 2020 Democratic presidential debate kicked off in Miami last night with 10 candidates trying to stand out in a very crowded field. They took on taxes, equal pay, health insurance, gun control, and immigration reform. Basically, the rub here is CNN hired Daniel Dale, who was a reporter for the Toronto Star, and he really made a name for himself by fact-checking Donald Trump. So CNN hired him to be their resident fact-checker. The Democratic debate, the first Democratic debate on Wednesday night, was so factual that Daniel Dale didn't actually go on TV to deliver a fact check. That's right. There was absolutely nothing about the debate where there was anything that rated lower than mostly true. So, a little bit different today. Let's crunch it. Let's wrap it. Let's crunch wrap it. First of all, CNN hiring someone specifically as a fact checker is interesting, a very interesting way to go about things, because it's about getting it right. And the big thing is, you get politicians who will stand on a stage or they'll be making speeches. They make a lot of claims. And as you're listening, if you have no way of going through and going, well, is that actually true? Is that actually true? You'll build up an opinion of something, and it can be based upon things that just aren't true because you heard them from someone you might happen to like. Now, whether that's a Republican or a Democrat or whatever else, that's immaterial. The fact is, you're making your decisions based upon information that's wrong. So no matter what you might have thought about the Democratic candidates that were on stage Wednesday night in Miami, the 10 of them, whether you agree with any of their policies or whether you think that all of their ideas are terrible, the one thing that you cannot dispute is that they were telling the truth about what they were talking about. And that is a really nice change of pace from what we've been seeing a lot over, you know, the past few years. So to see 10 people, and as President Trump tweeted, boring, they were talking about issues and solutions and ways to implement them. They weren't insulting each other for the most part. They weren't calling each other schoolyard names. They weren't making verbose claims about how great they were about X, Y, and Z that may or may not be true. They were pretty much sticking to what their plans were, how they were going to implement them, and how they were going to deal with things if they got the chance to be president of the United States. So that is really all that you can ask for. And again, if you think that every single one of them is ridiculous, you hate all of their ideas, and it's just nonsense, that's fine. You can have a different opinion. Reasonable people can disagree about how to solve problems. What we've had recently is unreasonable people who won't even acknowledge that there is a problem to solve. And if you don't agree that there's a problem to solve, you're never going to take steps to solve the problem. So therefore, the problems don't get solved. And if you stack on top of that a bunch of things that just aren't true, they're provably false, it really does a great deal of damage to not just the political process, but to our country in general. Because I believe it was Superman who fought for truth, justice, and the American way. Implied in the American way are truth and justice. And we've been in a little bit of short supply on the first two. And that is your Morning Crunch Wrap.
Can I get some attention? There is something I need to say to all those passing by outside this little room where I've been staying. But the door is bolted and the window's locked. I'm weaving through the glass to get somebody's full attention, but they all just move too fast. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information about her up for a conversation. Got a minute or so. Take a look at this computation. I got it all figured out. It's all 2 and 2 is 4 and 4 is 8. Everyone listen up now, 'cause we are running late. Hey, I got a thing to say. Can you hear me through the glass? I got some useful information.